Would you ever say someone is, he said, would you ever say he's a queer? To me, that he's...
I've heard him say that he's a queer boy, or some, a lot of people say it. I don't know exactly what they say it, but I've heard other people say about him, you know, boys. Hey, that's a terrible queer boy.
What does that mean?
It's peculiar and funny. I made him text on a circuitous kind of what I think.
Yeah.
Setting his way, you know, a little different than most average other boys.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. We got a boy what's the hell, yeah. It's funny. Acts like a boy, it might be old as I am, talks and cares on, but acts funny. Talks and comes cools.
Yeah.
That just tell you there, well, him talking. You might have heard him talk his TV. Will he come in while he's here?
No. No, he didn't come in.
He just ain't that right boy. I'm going to talk like he does, that big 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
He's not going to get right. He said something about one day here last this week. He might say he's going to have to kill his dad something. I told him, I'd look here, son. That's something you don't never want to say about doing, was killing your father or mother one. Just forget that. So he can't do it. And he left home staying with his grandparents. It wasn't for Harry here. And I said all the time, I bet you something, you know, trouble in the home. And he just couldn't get along with Daddy and left that. He said, yes. Said somebody looked like he gonna have kid him or something. I hate to hear that.
Yeah.
You just don't want to think about this thing. Somebody talking about killing father or mother.
Yeah. That is kind of
bad. Really bad.
What about someone who's just very sure of his own ways and won't listen to anyone else?
Set in his way.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
Well, I don't know.
Say something headed.
Had his way, I didn't, couldn't nobody change.
You know, did you say mule-headed or hard-headed?
Bull-headed, one of them.
Bull-headed?
I couldn't call them bull-headed because they're setting their ways. Mule-headed, either one. I don't say bull-headed, though.
What's that?
If you said it in the way somebody said in the way and you couldn't change him. Yeah, I just say he's bullheaded.
Yeah.
You couldn't change him. Believe that'd be the
name. Yeah. What about someone that you can't joke with about him losing his temper?
Flying all pieces, flying mad.
Yeah. Say, just any little thing will set him off.
Tam all pieces.
Yeah, say he's awfully
nervous.
Okay.
That's what I'd say.
Touches.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No, but yeah, he's mighty touches. He can't take anything.
Yeah.
I know quite a few in my time. He just couldn't say anything to him. Just a lot of people get mad, won't fight you right now.
Yeah. Someone who's about to lose their temper, you tell them, just
keep calm.
Okay. Say if you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired.
Okay, if you were very, very tired, you say you were just completely...
wiped.
Okay.
Exhausted one.
Okay. So if someone has been perfectly healthy, all of a sudden has some disease, you say, well, this last Sunday she, what, sick, she...
She was all, last Sunday she was all right, seemed to be all right. And just getting sick all of a sudden, you see?
Yeah.
Got sick all of a sudden. She had probably a stroke. Heart attack, something other, I guess, what she...
Yeah, you say she just...
Took sick all at once.
Yeah. Okay, you say, well, he's sick now, but he'll be well again. Yeah.
Shortly, I soon will.
Say someone had been out in the rain, you know, and they came in and started sneezing and coughing, you'd say that they had...
Taking cold.
Okay.
Taking cold from being out in the weather.
Okay. And if it affected their voice, you'd say that they were...
Make them hoarse.
Okay. And go like this, you'd say, you've got a...
Hacking cold.
Okay. You say, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little... What?
Groggy.
Okay. Or another word for that. I'm feeling a little...